Okay, so my name is Sanja, and she's...
Vera.
And what is your name, and where are you from?
My name is Stephen Timko, and I'm from Alberta, Canada, and I live in the city of Sherwood Park, and I work in the city of Fort Saskatchewan.
Nice to meet you. Final 2-0. How would I say that?
Yeah, 2.0.
2.0. God, no. It's a cooperation between some Finnish and Canadian schools. What do you think of the project, and what has your stay here been like so far?
I think it's a really good project. Finnish school systems and Canadian school systems are both some of the best school systems in the world. I think because we're both very high quality, we can learn from each other things that we can do a little bit better, and also see how things are different, because we both have high quality education done in two different ways. And it's interesting, I think, as an educator, to see how you can get quality teaching and learning in two different parts of the world in two different ways. So, and what has my stay been like so far? It's been excellent. It's very enjoyable to see other parts of the world and meet new people and learn about new cultures. And as I said about the education system, to see how things are the same and how they're different in two different parts of the world.
What do you think are the differences between our school here in Ivalo and your own school in Elk Island?
Our school systems are set up and organized very differently. I think that your upper secondary schools they put more responsibility on students, and I think the students, your students, are more independent and not so. Teachers don't do things for you so much as you help yourselves, I think, more, which I think is actually a good thing that we should do more. Our schools, though, I think at this level, we call them high schools, students finish learning a more broad section of different courses. So they do learn lots of different things, some vocational and some very academic, all in one school, which makes for a kind of a broad spectrum of studies, but less specialization than you guys have, which I think is both good but different. So,
you're a teacher. Which subject do you teach? What age students do you teach?
I am currently a principal, which is the same as a headmaster. But I used to teach, when I was a classroom teacher, I taught social studies, which is a combination of history, economics, and political science in one subject. And what age of students? In my school, they're about 14 to 18 years old.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, students.
Of course.
I love the students. Their energy and enthusiasm, and being with teenagers all day keeps you young, feeling young.
Do you live far away from the school? What is your way to work like?
Oh, I live in a city very close to the city that I work in. They're about 20 kilometers apart. But it takes me only, 15 minutes to drive. And my way to work is I have to drive because of the distance. And it's just a big open road with nothing but farm fields and cows.
Did you have any stereotypes about Finnish people before you came here, and have they been proven right or wrong?
I didn't know very much about Finnish people, except that they're generally quiet, and which is like me, so I like that. And it's more or less proven to be right. And but most importantly, Finnish people are very friendly, and that's very nice to get to know. So it's nice to get to know people.
Have you learned something new about Arctic areas of Finland, Finnish Lapland?
Yeah, I learned a lot about Sami culture yesterday, and Sami languages, and I didn't know any of this before, so this was all new for me, and it was very interesting to learn. I think with some problems with climate change, and that affects particularly the Arctic, also is like us, affects the whole world really, and I think those are some similar things. And I've learned that we have similar cold weather in where I live and here. So, but for me, the most interesting thing is to learn about the land and the people in this area. So it's been very interesting.
One extra question. Do you like salmiakki? Or what? Have you tasted salmiakki?
What's that?
A candy. Finnish.
No.
Traditional.
No, I haven't.
You have to taste it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay. Happy to. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you.